Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from Our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. God is holy. He will not live in a dirty house. He will never inhabit a dwelling place where sin abounds. In the Old Testament, God gave detailed instructions for the building of the temple that was to be His dwelling place on this earth. It was a magnificent and impressive facility. The significance and the uniqueness of the temple over all other beautiful structures was the presence of God. This was the place where God would meet with His people. So the Israelites took great care to protect its purity. Now God has relocated. He no longer dwells in magnificent buildings. When Christ came to the earth, He created a new relationship between God and man. Now God's dwelling place on this earth is in the hearts of those who believe on His name. We are His temple. He dwells within us. The job description of the Spirit-filled believer is to keep His temple clean. When the temple is cluttered with unholy attitudes and actions, His presence diminishes and eventually vanishes. God is holy. He will not live in an unclean house that neither regards Him with prayer nor honors Him with His word. If we could just grasp the significance of a holy God dwelling within us, it would revolutionize our lives. Get rid of unwanted stuff like worry and anxiety from your spiritual house so that it would become easy to find what you need when you need it. We live in a filthy and perverse world. Sin is rampant all around us. If we are undisciplined, we could get caught up in the ways of the world. And when we do, God's house gets cluttered and contaminated. Survey reveals this sad reality that the world is doing a better job corrupting the church with its practices than the church is doing in evangelizing the world. Living a holy life in today's world requires a great deal of discipline. Today, it is worth asking, is there anything in your life that is cluttering and defiling the temple of God in you? The Bible says in Matthew chapter 23, verse 26, "Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean." Remember, my friends, revelation of God requires you to unclutter your heart, unmask your soul, and unveil your spirit. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for granting us everlasting life to those who believe in you. Your word promises that the latter glory of the temple is greater than the former. May our loving and living be marked with your glory and measured by your grace. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.